In one of his first international interviews, Nepal's new Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, has told the ABC he'll continue negotiating with those he's accused of discriminating against, and that he is willing to amend the country's divisive new constitution in order to end Nepal's fuel blockade. South Asia correspondent James Bennett spoke with Mr. Oli in Kathmandu.
Of course, this is very challenging time. Some months before, we faced a very devastating earthquake. So many people still are under the tent and tarpaulins. And we have, of course, a very challenging situation now. But we will be able to meet the challenges.
It is that constitution which has caused a lot of that unrest and has seen Nepal now starved of supplies it so desperately needs for that reconstruction. How will you go about bringing an end to those protests?
Those people who are dissatisfied or unhappy with the articles of the constitution, in fact, we talk to them, and constitution is a changeable document. It can be amended.
You're willing to do that?
Why not? If there are any logical things, we are ready to fulfill those demands.
Since the earthquake, it's been 6 months now. How much progress has been made in rebuilding?
I think until now, I'm not that much satisfied. The assistance provided by friendly countries and organizations and everybody will be used very soon. The construction work or reconstruction work will be in a faster way. And it will be done in a transparent way.
South Asia correspondent James Bennett speaking with Nepal's Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Kathmandu.